from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bones. Back to the mackin' and jacking the clothes.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple M for Tiffany. Back with you Monday with these two schmoes as well.
Monday. Going fishing in Hemi Dodge Ram.
Well, the Ravens lose by a toenail last night in Kansas City as Travis Kelce debuted his new Paul Skeens look. He looked like Paul Skeens with just the mustache and the haircut.
Some of the comments on socials last night were golden. Talking about hilarious. His new do, I guess you'll call it.
And, of course, Braves lose 3-1 last night. And Sean Murphy and Luke Jackson. One day you can score, get a runner home from a third with less than one out, but I guess that's asking.
I just got an update on my phone, Bo. My poll from yesterday went final. Rob, one of our big debates yesterday was, is it okay to throw your dog's poop bag in someone else's trash can? If it's about by the road, you know, like it's a trash day, and, you know, some people just hate, don't throw your poop dog's poop bag in my trash can. So I ran a poll yesterday, finished 51%, yes, it's a trash can. 49% say, no, that's worse than trash, don't use my trash can.
There's a lot of people that are very, very outspoken about dog poop and trash cans combination.
Crazy. As a dog owner, I've done it before, but I usually don't.
Yeah.
That's your trash can.
What kind of dog do you own?
I used to have a coon hound. She just passed away. Lost that dog in a marriage. So, but I had a black lab before that, and I'm a big dog guy. So, but I don't. I usually don't. Sometimes I will do it if it's especially gross. I'll just put it in somebody else's trash can. But I tell you, if my trash can...
I think it'd be the other way around. You know, this one's too gross.
I know. But if I own a trash can on somebody, I don't care.
I'm the same way. I don't do it, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's like whatever.
That shows how decadent your life is. If that's the one thing that makes you angry, you need to really take an inventory.
Did multiple people call in and say that they clean their trash cans once a month? That's crazy.
You know, a buddy of mine, my buddy Todd, texted me, and I saw it after the show, and he goes, "Yeah, we have a service that comes and cleans our trash cans once a month."
Heard that from multiple people.
And I was
yesterday.
Like, "What?"
What?
Tiffany even brought up that, and she apparently, I after talking to her, I felt like she was a believer in this system of making you, when you move into a new neighborhood, you have to take your dog poop to the HOA so they can DNA test it and have it on file. So if they find poop, random poop, they can find you.
And we had a caller say the same thing about their apartment complex, that it was that they all the dog's DNA is on file.
Well, people don't pick up their dog's poop anymore.
That's the key.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What disturbed me is Tiffany seemed to be a proponent of this, that she wants.
Well,
proponent accountability. I don't know.
We're under surveillance in every other possible way, so why not the dog poop? Let's just take it as that. So, you know.
Yes, we are.
And speaking of surveillance, we have a football game in Brazil tonight. So
proceed.
Yeah, hopefully Dylan gets out of there. Dylan's down there for the game. That's a scary place. And I told him, I kept telling him, be careful, because it is, Amy's uncle still lives in Brazil.
Okay.
And that area that the game is at is not
I'm trying
the
not
greatest.
To hype it up as being that scary. I mean, dude, you got to think, the people in Brazil probably look at videos from America and they're like, man, the place is terrifying. You know what I mean? the place is terrifying.
Well, calm down. It's kind of like Oakland. Why, you know, don't go to, you don't want to go to Oakland and wear, you can't wear, you're not wearing a Falcons
Chicago. There's a lot
jersey
of talk about
in
that
Oakland.
When people go to Chicago. It's just, dude, it's every city in America, I feel like, has good and bad parts. But it's probably the same way in Brazil. You know?
I got to tell you, with the Steelers coming to town, you know, I used to shoot the Falcons games back when I was in TV. I had the camera on my shoulder going back and forth. It was 1996. Falcons started off 0-8 that year, and they were playing the Steelers. Steelers were in town. And I remember I was walking through a tunnel. I turn around, and I see like five Steeler linemen walking behind me. I just felt like I was in an episode of NFL films. The Steelers were in a shell of their former selves then, but just seeing that uniform and those offensive linemen come out, I almost pictured like Mike Webster there and all the other dudes. Yeah. And, you know, like
have a welcome to the NFL moment.
Oh, it was amazing to see that. You know why the Steelers have the logo on just one side of their helmet?
You know, I don't.
Well, their owner, they used to have the gold helmets.
Right.
And he wasn't sure the logo looked good, so they just put it on one side of the helmet just to test it out. And the fans loved it. Everybody loved it so much, they just kept the logo on one side of the helmet even when they moved to the black helmet.
Interesting.
So, there you go.
That is interesting. It always bothered me about the Falcons logo that there's one on each side because it's supposed to be an F. You know what I mean? But they're both pointed towards the front of the helmet, so it doesn't make sense on one side.
Well, we need to go back to the old logo. Are they wearing the all black on Sunday? Is that what I saw, the unveiling? Going all black on
Good
Sunday?
Question. Yeah, we did. We had Freddie the Falcon in yesterday. He was talking about he's going for a Guinness World Record on Sunday.
Largest indoor swing.
Yeah, largest indoor swing.
Going to swing from the rafters.
Yeah.
So. Wait, he was actually here in studio?
Yeah.
He got talked? A picture and everything.
He talked?
No, he didn't talk.
He wrote me notes. He spoke.
Oh, he wrote notes. Okay.
Well, he kept pointing at my depth chart over here.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, this guy. I was like, okay, calm down.
He talked Falcon. It's really hard to decipher, but I know just enough to get that he's got a burger that they're unveiling, the Freddy burger.
Okay.
And then he's going to be in the...
made of bald eagle, by the way.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Actually, delicious. I think
did he stink? Because Harry the Hawk, back in the day when I was shooting the Hawks games as well, Harry the Hawk walked by, that thing smelled
like death. You got to get that thing dry cleaned often.
So Harry the Hawk did not stink. He smelled good.
No, Freddie didn't stink, but I think they also have different versions. Like, they probably have a game day suit and then, you know, like the promotion suit or whatever we're out promoting.
The one that you wear to the summer camps, you don't want that one. You don't want that one around, man. But look, I am excited, too, to be in the building. We'll be there. You'll be doing the flyover. But me and Goforth will be in the concourse, usually behind Molly B's. So we'll be there somewhere, breaking it all down, starting at 11 a.m. Sunday, man. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of the same things Sunday that I'm talking about right now. Like we talked about earlier, I will be following Charlie Warner throughout the game. I want to see what his role is. Defensively, I think I'll be probably looking at what Justin Simmons is doing a lot. Right, he's kind of that new presence on the back end, and Jimmy Lake is a secondary guy, and kind of watching what they do with him as far as rolling him in and out of the box. Do they use him and Jesse Bates more interchangeably, or is Jesse playing center field? Is Justin Simmons in run support? I don't know, man. So I also, you know, want to see what is in store for a guy like Richie Grant, and you know what he can be utilized as. But I have so many questions about what this team will be, and I don't know that they all get answered Sunday. But I think a lot of it will. You know, is there more than two running backs that get carries on Sundays? I mean, it's just a lot of questions like that.
Well, you saw the Chiefs' offense last night. Looked pretty good. Patrick Mahomes actually did play in the preseason. I'm a little concerned. How bad will the growing pains be with Kirk Cousins and all the other offensive personnel having not really faced live bullets outside of those joint practices with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think timing's always the thing you look at, yeah. And they've gotten so many reps together that I think that timing and that kind of the chemistry that you develop when you kind of have these practices. I know that game speed is one thing, but I always felt like that hurt. As good as Matt and Julio were, Julio didn't practice a lot of times, and I thought sometimes the timing was off at times, especially in the end zone plays, that these guys have gotten those reps together. I think I'm going to be curious at how Bijan is used, because you know he's talked about it in the offseason about how he appreciated getting some input on the offense and how he was used and what he was doing, and it reminded him of being at Texas, and you know he was using Texas and very more than just run back. There was times where he was lined up in the slot running routes. I'm not telling you Bijan Robinson is going to be the third receiver. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you might see him use at different positions at times, but he's primarily going to be that bell cow.
Can I do a preemptive fair or foul?
I love it. Go ahead.
Fair or foul, first play from scrimmage, Kirk Cousins takes a shot.
I don't think it's a shot. I think it's a pass. Because look, and this is the way I look at it. 2 years ago, when you ran against a loaded box and you ran wide zone with Arthur Smith, you were extremely good at it. Mm-hmm. Last year, you weren't. It kind of fell off a cliff in terms of what you were able to do against loaded boxes. I think a lot of that, honestly, had to do with Bijan. I think Bijan's incredible. I don't know if he was built for that. You know, your success as far as just Tyler Algier sticking his foot in the ground and dragging people for 5 yards and running people over. So I think a lot of that had to do with Bijan. And so if you are going to stick to more of a wide zone scheme up front, you have to now loosen the box. If Bijan's going to be your bell cow, you have the same five linemen, a lot of the same run scheme. I think Kirk Cousins comes out and says, dude, you ain't rolling that guy down in the box. Like, if we're going to go out of 11 personnel, like we were talking about earlier, I'm going to test you right in the middle of the field to start off. Then I'm going to throw, you know, a bench route to the sideline. Then maybe try a post. And then we'll see if Bijan can run against some of these lightened boxes that you might bring after that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Kyle Pitts hit on a slant route and just let him eat.
Come on, little
just right. I mean, right off the bat, just one, two, bam, and then let him go.
That'd be good for him to get his confidence established. I guess the hamstring's not a big issue.
Well, I mean, he was a full participant. I mean, he missed two plays out of Iraq, right? And
to Iraq.
Yeah. You know what Iraq
is? I had
that
conversation yesterday. I didn't either. Both Tiff and Bo were looking at me like Iraq, and then I had to hear from other people. It's a set of plays in practice. The offense, hey, the ones are up, and they run Iraq. You know, no matter how many, it's 8 plays or 10 plays or whatever it may be. Oh. And then, hey, twos are in, and then they run their own rack, which is, you know, 4 or 5 or whatever it may be.
I also wouldn't mind getting the ball to Darnell Mooney on a little shallow drag route and seeing what he can take off. Or maybe you boot it. Maybe you get Charlie Warner the ball to start. You do a little boot out there, show off the ankle. Yeah, show off that Achilles.
He's in a one-by-one set off Caleb McGarry's hip. He runs a little whip route where he, you know, hits T.J. Watt and rolls out into the flat. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah.
Show off Kirk Cousins' new Achilles.
Yeah.
You know, feeling good.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
No hitching his giddy up.
Show off the Achilles, man.
When you have so many options on offense, how do you get to the point where you don't get paralysis of analysis? You try to outsmart yourself and you get weeds.
Cream rises to the top, doesn't it? I mean, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see who is a playmaker and who's not, and who fits in this offense and who isn't, who has that the rapport with Kirk Cousins.
It's kind of like, I think Arthur said this about the run game a couple years ago, feed the high hand. Whoever's got the high hand, you feed it until they can show you that they can stop it or it's not hot. The chemistry between Jesse and Justin, that's what I'm interested to see. Is Justin playing more in the box, you know, to kind of fill that run game? That's going to... Where is – I know Nate Landman was limited. I think it's a quad, Mike, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
So is he kind of in second option with Troy Anderson? And how is Caden Ellis used? Is he coming off the edge a little bit?
You know, he talked about Charlie Warner. That's who I want to see is Troy Anderson. What do you have?
And honestly, I think he's – I think they're a lot very similar in terms of what you're kind of looking for, because they can be used in multiple ways, right? And you want to see, you know, how they're kind of dictating what's being done defensively.
Well, as long as Raheem Morris does not bring in Luke Jackson in the three-point game in the late third quarter.
Either Luke. Okay. I don't want to see either Luke. I'm done with both Lukes. Done.
We're going to come back. We are Falcons heavy, as we should be, because we are in Atlanta, and we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to come back here from Drake London and maybe Matthew Judon. We're going to hear from Grady Jarrett perhaps also. And also Falcons flyover Sunday, 6 o'clock inside that new Hilton property right there. Signia by Hilton right there next to Mercedes-Benz. Come by and buy me shots. Ply me with alcohol. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer and Science with Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Invest.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fans, hey,
we're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta's own Starbuck, the one-hit wonder that they were.
I mean, I'm all about this. I just find it hilarious. We're playing all Atlanta music today.
As we should.
Of all the artists, you go with Starbuck. Starbuck! Nate, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No. It's Rob.
You got to do
Rob requested that.
Yeah,
don't,
we can
don't
do
blame
the low
Day-Day.
Hanging fruit. Yeah, we have to do
Day-Day
the low hanging
button.
Fruit.
I can blame Day-Day all I want to.
Don't you blame Day-Day?
He deserves.
He's got a hostile host over here who's yelling at him to play it.
That's your BFF.
I don't be.
Day-Day deserves blame.
Don't act jealous.
Atlanta Rhythm Section, Allman Brothers.
You're coming off very jealous right now, Mike.
The producers, they had a nice run in the early 80s.
You know, Rob is no longer allowed to pick music.
No, this is a good tune.
What are you talking about? We'll lay back and observe the constellations. All right, Falcons getting ready for the Steve. Why am I not allowed to pick? What are you talking about? And being campy. I'm not saying this was something.
This ain't a campfire.
The word campy, oh, man. Jeez.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Well, we know what's wrong with me.
Jeez.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Lord of mercy. Being campy and kind of corny and kind of funny, winking, naughty. You know, a lot of people know that song. It's just kind of funny, kind of a throwback thing. I'm not posing it as anything cutting edge or anything like that or on the vanguard of anything. Good God.
Were they named before or after the coffee chain?
That's before.
Is it?
I think the first Starbucks is like, I don't know. I don't think it had anything to do with that, though.
No, just a coincidence.
I wonder what Starbuck means.
I don't know.
Maybe but you know everything else.
This
you don't know that.
This is what the Google's for.
Well, I know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. It's very simple.
There's a lot to be said about that.
And I can say it in much fewer words than you can. So,
yeah, I like to ramble. What do you want from me?
Well, you know, all you do is put people to sleep behind the wheel.
You do it with Starbuck. Rejoining with Starbuck. I had some Black Crows we were going to come back with. And
there's room for everything. You also do unexpected things, too. You do the obvious stuff. That's boring. Obvious is boring.
It's a moving target, man. Moving target.
Lord, man. All right, Falcons. What's the line on this game Sunday? What, Falcons?
Falcons minus three.
Minus three.
Which means they have no idea.
Yep. Which
they have
means
no clue.
It's a push.
You got
because
two
there's
quarterbacks.
So many
I got it at 3.5.
I saw it at 3 earlier on Sportsline. You're using a very favorable book over there for some people. But yeah, I mean, that's usually the one I go off of. But yeah, 3. I think. I mean, look, it's week one. Don't know what you're getting. Haven't seen the Falcons offense at all on the field, and it's home field advantage. You would think, hopefully, I don't have any fair fouls because I don't want to bring the mood down. But if it's anything more than 20% yellow on Sunday, I'm going to be irate. We're going to have a conversation Monday morning.
Just show up on time. That's the other thing. I don't need kickoff with a half-empty stadium.
Yeah, are we kind of going L.A. now and showing up late?
We've been showing up late for like 20 years. It's so frustrating. Show up.
Get your butts in the seats.
There's no reason why you can't get there on time.
The reason L.A. is always showing up late is because traffic in California. But that has nothing to do with Sunday morning in Atlanta.
Well, there is traffic on Sunday mornings in Atlanta,
too. You have to do what Larry David did and hire a prostitute so he can be in the carpool lane.
That's such a great episode.
You know that episode got a guy off for murder, too, right?
Yeah,
I
read about it.
I
think you told me about that, actually.
There was a guy charged with murder, and he could prove he was at the game that day because he was in the background of the scene with Larry
David.
That's
a true story. Yeah, I saw that. Was great. Like, actually on trial.
Well, that's some divine intervention there, so hopefully the Falcons can maybe have some divine intervention on Sunday.
Did you watch the last season of Curb?
I did not.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Is it still good?
It's good. It's
has it lost its fastball a little bit though?
A little bit, but it was still good enough. It slightly had a little bit more of a political edge than he normally does, but it was still pretty good. I think you would appreciate the way it ended because that was the last season.
Yeah, Richard Lewis always liked him. It was kind of sad when he passed away. So, all right. A lot of questions on Sunday, man. That's what makes this so interesting. We have absolutely no idea. I tried to make myself be optimistic last year with the Falcons, with Desmond Ritter, this, that, and the other. I'm legitimately optimistic, but I have no idea. Yeah.
You know what was funny, Rob? I was thinking about this show today, and I thought back to last year. We were doing, I think it was a Steak Tips right before the season started, and we talked about Desmond Ritter's over-under passing yards. Lock for the year, right?
126.
So, no, well, the funny thing is it was this. I think it was it was like 2,300, and I was like, okay, here's the thing. If Vegas is saying, and this is before the season last year,
right?
I was like, if Vegas is saying 2,300 passing yards for Desmond Ritter, they're saying he's benched. They're saying he gets benched at some point. Like, that's the only possible explanation you can have for 2,300 passing yards through 17 games for Desmond Ritter. That's the only way you can say that. And I mean, he went over But I think it was like barely over. Like
24-36.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is always so spot on, man. So I've been trying to stay plugged into what they've got going on this week. But
Starbuck, I've been told, was a character in Moby Dick.
Well, there you go.
So you know. Just wanted to
never read that book. A little bit long. Looks like a long book.
A little bit long-winded for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Like War and Peace.
What'd you think of Xavier Worthy's debut last night?
I was impressed. What, first time he touches the ball? Touchdown, scores another touchdown as well.
Yeah, that's scary that they got another guy.
Well, that was their priority. Amp up the speed in the offseason. Well, they certainly did.
Well, now you know why Kadarius Toney was so expendable, because he never lived up to the hype, bad attitude. I don't think I'm starting to wonder if he's a good dude at all with all the things that's constantly coming out of him. That's why they're like, hey, you know what? We don't need you anymore. We got a guy that can do it.
You can read between the lines, right? If he was a good dude and he was athletic and he was just struggling with like his hands or something, then most coaching staffs in the NFL would work with him. All right, you become expendable when you A, don't care, B, are not well liked, you know, all of the above. So you can kind of see into locker rooms like that, and you, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the leadership would go to bat for somebody when they're a good dude,
yeah,
right, and you know, just have one or two things they need to work on. But the only thing I can't figure out about that is Juju Smith-Schuster is like now part of that roster, and like, he very clearly, in other places he's gone, has not been a good dude. So it's like, yeah, we'll see. You're kind of given to take some.
I think certain leaderships have a way of keeping you in check. That's one thing I've always been impressed, speaking of this Falcons game, is with Mike Tomlin, how he was able, for the most part, to keep certain guys in check. The game that you guys are most looking forward to in the NFL that's not our Falcons-Steelers, because there's quite a few good games. I mean, you got tonight where you got Philly and Green Bay.
That's mine. I want to see what Aaron Rodgers is, and I also want to see if the Phillies can kind of cure what happened last year when the wheels completely fell off. I mean, you're not going to be able to do too much after week one, but you can have an idea, certainly.
Yeah. You got the Rams-Detroit.
I'll tell you which game I would be paid attention to, and it's not necessarily because of what's on the field, is Dallas and Cleveland. That is the Tom Brady game.
That's his first game,
Dallas and Cleveland. So a lot of people be paying attention to him, man, because you want to see what Tom Brady, what he even sounds like. Is he even good? I mean, he's making, what, $300 million or something crazy like that? Like, better be pretty dang good.
$30 million a year, right, for 10 years?
It's insane, man. It's insane.
Well, you know he's going to be prepared because he's a madman when it comes to preparation. He loves that stuff. So that he'll at least have that part. Will the personality come out?
Well,
will he be willing to be critical?
Well, I think he'll be. Oh, I think.
I think he will be. He already has been.
I almost think Heath. It's like a point of enjoyment of being critical of other players. The reality for me is how he's able to let his personality show while he's analyzing what he's seen. Because I think he's going to be quick with his analysis, but you got to do it in a way that. Or is he going to go the Troy Aikman route? Which I've always liked Troy Aikman, but he does not go the personality-driven route. He does it in a condescending type way.
Well, Troy is Troy. He's not going to try to be anything he's not. Don't try to be anything you're not, because I think people will spot that and you're a phony, right? All right, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. You want a smart, lasting, clean Zero Res. And what day is it? What day
is
it?
NFL Falcons Friday, Rob!
Love it.
How about this one? Here's your tease going to break. Fair foul. Justin Fields plays 8 or more snaps on Sunday. Fair foul. Don't say it, Rob. Hold it till the other side of the break. Mic'd up. Sports Radio 929.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Every Monday, we take a look back.
A complete recap of our Falcons game is on Falcons Monday.
After each and every Falcons Sunday game, tune in as we take a look back. As we see...
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with The Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right, all right.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Harry McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On The Morning Shift.
Ah, let's go!
Falcons Fair Foul Friday.
Why are you yelling at us?
You already know what time it is because I'm stoked.
Me and Rob are telling war stories.
Been waiting on this since freaking January. Let's go.
All right,
I'm
Del
ready.
Rey.
We can only talk about what'd you say? I didn't even catch it. I was talking. We can only talk about Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins until we're blue in the face so many times. We finally get to see it come out of the tunnel.
All right, well, give us your
Sunday.
First question, Del Rey.
I don't even know who Del Rey is. Who is that?
It's you.
The reference I lost.
Yeah, it's a war story.
War story?
Yeah, it's a nickname from a war story. It doesn't mean anything bad. It just it's
like I don't know who it is.
It's
I
like calling somebody's son. That was his group he worked with Cobb
County. If I called you Junior, I had a guy that used to call me. He called everybody Del Rey. Hey, Del Rey, give me that edger over there.
All right, Falcons, obviously a Falcons heavy version of Fair Foul today. There's a couple other ones slipped in here, but let's start Falcons. A.J. Terrell will lead the team in interceptions this year. A.J. Terrell will lead the team. Moneybags, A.J. Terrell will lead the team in interceptions, fair or foul. On the season, fair or foul. Rob will start with you.
Oh, I love the idea of that, but I'm going to say foul.
Can't make it happen.
He'll get some though. He'll earn his money this year in other ways.
All right, what do you think?
He'll shut down.
Pendulum swing back the other way towards the corner position.
I think it's foul, but I don't think it's because he doesn't get some like Rob said. I think he'll get three or four, but I think the two guys in the middle are elite ball hawkers, and one of those guys will lead them.
My theory on this is, and this is why I brought it up, my theory is that they actually split the interceptions from the safety position, and Jesse Bates gets three or four, and Justin Simmons gets three or four, and A.J. Terrell gets like five.
Clark Phillips, five.
There you go.
That would be something.
How about this one? Fair foul, Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller combined for more than three catches on Sunday. Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller combined for more than three catches for the Steelers on Sunday.
I think that's very fair, actually, because you look at you go to the wide receiver room and it's basically Roman Wilson and George Pickens with Jefferson, Miller, and Calvin Austin thrown in there.
Yeah,
Pat Freiermuth probably might lead everybody, but I think there's a fair chance of that. Absolutely,
okay. Van Jefferson, Rob, and Scotty Miller for the Steelers combined.
I can see that. It's Pickens and everybody else in that room, so why not? I'll say fair on that.
But then Arthur Smith would have to remember that Scotty Miller is actually on the roster. So
yeah, would he get one target every 8 weeks last
year? Yeah. Pretty much.
I was thinking back. I was going, I don't know if they ever combined for more than three last year for the Atlanta Falcons. So
Scott, that's a good question. That's a great question.
Combined last year for the season, they had 31 catches, and I think like 18 of those for Van was in L.A. So I don't know.
All right, how about this one? T.J. Watt finishes the day with zero sacks on Sunday. They got a plan for him, Rob.
Don't let their best defensive player beat you.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Put the clamps on him.
Get some of those ribs, Charlie Warner. Get some of those ribs. What do you think, Bo?
That's foul. This guy had 19 sacks last year. Unless he gets hurt, he's gonna get a sack. He's too dominant. I can live with him getting a sack as long as we win.
Okay. All right, how about this one? Let's head down to Atlanta Motor Speedway. The Quaker State 400 is this weekend. 36 cars in the field. Fair or foul, less than 20 will actually finish the race.
Oh, God.
Fair or foul.
Sounds like Talladega, right?
Less than 20. If you saw the spring race, it was an absolute demo derby. I actually saw an interview with Shane Van Gisbergen, the Australian driver, where he was doing an Australian interview, and he's like, these guys are crazy, man. Looks like a plane crash at the end of these races. Hey,
Daytona's the same way, though.
Daytona, they're all the quote-unquote plate races. They don't use plates anymore, but it's the plate package.
I'll say foul. It's going to be clean racing.
Clean racing. Clean 36 cars at the finish line.
I say fair. It's not going to be clean racing. The playoffs start. They'll be banging for a win, and there'll be somebody
trading.
Somebody's going to hit a wall or two.
There'll be an overtime. I bet this one. We teased this headed into the break. Justin Fields, 8 or more snaps on Sunday. Justin Fields, 8 or more snaps on Sunday. I'm not talking about carries, not about throws, not even talking about the quarterback position. 8 or more snaps for Justin Fields. But we'll start with you. How about that?
I think it could be fair because once the game gets out of hand and Russell being limited already with that calf muscle, they'll put him in.
I'll say, fell. That's too many carries. That will make Russell feel like he's being encroached upon.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I noticed what you said, carries. I noticed that.
Fair foul. Dylan down in Sao Paulo with Simone, his girlfriend. Dylan is wearing green today. Dylan is wearing green. Today, even though he was instructed explicitly not to, He's wearing green today.
Dylan, well, since he's in Brazil, he's going to be wearing what the government tells him to wear, so.
That's a good point. Wow. You might not want to wear green down
Well,
there.
I would say foul because I think green would get you in a lot of trouble on the street. But if you're alluding to Eagles gear, I think it's fair. He will definitely have Eagles gear. Probably he'll have his black Donovan McNabb jersey on.
That's such a great point. Black Donovan McNabb jersey. All right, how about this one? If the Falcons are going to be serious contenders this year, serious contenders, they must win two of the first three games. If the Falcons are going to be serious contenders, they must win two of the first three. But we'll start with you.
Well, the reality is it's foul, but for today, I'm actually going fair. I think you need.
Why
to
is the reality foul?
Because you can go 1-2 and still make a deep playoff run.
Yeah. Mathematically, you're saying
yes,
yeah.
but I think it's fair because you're playing three playoff teams to start the season. Show that you're a playoff team, and I say three playoff teams because they were playoff teams, and I think they all have a shot at being a playoff team moving forward. Pittsburgh would be the least of them.
Yeah, what do you think,
I think due to the fragile emotions of this fan base, me included, we don't want that to happen, but it is fair. They can still be a contender going 1-2.
Yeah, so it's fair that they need to be – okay, they need to win two of the first three. How about this one? Fair foul, the first sack of the year for the Atlanta Falcons will not be a defensive lineman, will not be an edge rusher or a defensive tackle or an interior guy. It will actually be a linebacker, corner, a safety. First sack year will not be a D lineman. Rob will start with
fair. It'll be A.J. Terrell.
Whoa, okay, little corner cat. Bring that thing. Arthur Smith will never see it coming.
Man up Monday, if that happens, can I get credit for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go back to that.
I think it's fair to be Caden Ellis.
Okay.
I have an off-the-record bold prediction that someone gave me about a Falcons non-pass rusher and what he'll do in the pass rush game that I'm not going to say out loud, but I think...
You said bold prediction.
Yeah, it's very bold.
Prediction. I was like, what bowl are they playing?
Very bold.
All right,
they're
going to
play in the Citrus Bowl.
Xavier Worthy wins Rookie of the Year this year. Xavier Worthy wins Rookie of the Year this year. Bo, we'll start with you.
I think it's foul. I think it'll go to either Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams.
Yeah, probably quarterback. I don't know, though, man. He's already stacking up stats.
A couple of touchdowns last night. Foul, Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right.
Ooh, that's a good – I like that. Good name.
Wes Durham will say the landmine at least one time on Sunday in reference to the nickname I've given Nate Landman. Wes Durham says the landmine at least one time
Is
Sunday.
Is he aware of it?
Oh, yeah. He's referenced it before. He's like, I guess we're going with the landmine due to Mike Johnson. What do you think, Bo? Can I get a landmine reference?
I think it's fair. I worry about saying fair just based on him that he was limited, but I think it's fair. Wes is really good at mixing nicknames in. That's why he's the best in the business, so I think it's fair.
All right.
Fair?
Fair?
Yeah, fair.
Okay. So let's get two more really quick. How about this? The Steelers run two or more gadget plays. Two or more gadget. I didn't want to say trick play because a gadget means like a reverse. It's a gadget play. Two or more trick plays for the Steelers on Sunday. Rob, we'll start with you.
Fair. You said the number two. That seems plausible.
Right on.
If you
should have put a hook
in
there.
You're a clown if you do more than two.
All right. Bo, what do you think?
Fair. Arthur Smith wants to prove he's the smartest guy in the stadium.
All right.
Right.
Final
right.
one. Season-long prediction. Kyle Pitts will lead the team in catches this year. Fair or foul? Rob, we'll start with you.
Foul.
Yeah. Who you got?
Drake London.
Okay. I think that seems like the slam dunk answer. I don't know. I think KP, big year this year. We think both.
I would love that.
I think it's fair. I'm just gonna say it just to mix it up. I actually like the Drake London answer. Rob, I think there's a lot of credence to that, but I'm going to say fair. I think there's a connection between Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts.
It'd make us feel good if Kyle Pitts asserted himself in that
like
way. He's kind of disappeared.
Can I get 110 catches?
Just remember how good he was in 21 with a quarterback.
Guys, that was Falcon Fair Foul Friday. Thank you for playing. It's always a pleasure.
Falcons Friday.
Falcon Fair Foul Friday.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Want a smart, lasting clean? Well, the Robinson brothers use Zero Hedge, don't they?
Yeah.
Who needs a wake-up call? 404-726-0929.
It's
the morning shift.
Yeah, we also have Arch at 820.
And today?
Yeah. And a very special guest, Rob, for the Life of Squid as well.
Call us on the wake-up call with your Falcons predictions. A stat and a final score. How about that?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This one's tonight, and the
reason why? Since you got a chance to make history.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.